Snohomish County has had a lot of turmoil in the last 2 years. First County Executive Aaron Reardon resigned amid scandal over his use of office time and resources for campaigning. Now, the chair of the county council has challenged the county executive for his job. KUOW's Amy Radel explains.
As we meet for our interview, Snohomish County Executive John Lovick is also keeping tabs by phone on the latest meeting of the Sound Transit Board he sits on. He says it's vital that voters pass Sound Transit 3 next year, a tax measure to fund the light rail line to Everett.
Under the next phase, it should go up to the Everett station.
So this is a big deal for Snohomish.
Oh, holy moly. If we don't get it this time, we're done. That's why I'm just so passionate about this.
Lovick is a former sheriff and state patrol officer, and he's had a longstanding interest in school safety. As sheriff, he created a unit of deputies, all based at area schools. As executive, he started a project to improve pedestrian safety around schools. He's driving us to see some examples.
All those things we feel we need to do so that children will feel safe going to and from school.
New housing developments are going up quickly here, and this can suddenly send dozens of kids onto roads with no shoulders or sidewalks. Lovick's program inventories the school routes and makes them more pedestrian-friendly. At Totem Falls School, Lovick shows off the crosswalk with barriers and flashing lights as some kids cross the busy street.
How do you guys like this?
I really like this a lot.
How long have you had it?
Probably a couple months.
Yeah, we love it.
Lovick's proposed budget for 2016 would increase funding for this program to $1.5 million. Initially, he feared having to make significant cuts to county services next year, but then the picture improved.
The economy has turned around, and it's done a lot of good things for us, and we will only have an average of about a 1% service level reduction.
But Lovick's opponent, Dave Summers, says the executive's budget proposal is not as robust as it appears. Summers got his start as a biologist and is now in his fourth term on the council, but is running for the executive job. A frustration for both candidates is the lack of progress on a new county courthouse. After years of planning, a disagreement with the city of Everett over paying for more parking spaces seems to have derailed the latest plan. Summers says he wants to bring all the parties together and see if a cheaper proposal can be found.
We have to pass a budget by November, so the two things play off each other. We have to make sure the budget is sound, and then at the same time decide how to move forward on the courthouse. So that's the current status.
As Summers points out the issues with the current 1960s-era courthouse, he also gives his dog Hewitt some fresh air.
I know, you're being a good boy.
He says the dog is named after the avenue in Everett where two guys in a truck seemed anxious to get rid of the dog. They asked Summers to take him, and Summers said yes.
I didn't even see the dog. And the passenger jumps out and hands me this little terrier through the window and says, be good to him, give him a good home, and jumps back in the truck, and they take a left, and they're gone.
The Everett Herald describes Summers as a rumpled policy wonk. He says he's familiar with the land use issues, which are such a big deal in Snohomish County these days. They include the push for density and the proposal to bring commercial flights to Payne Field, which he supports. Summers has also been involved in strengthening county regulations after the Oso landslide. He says the county still needs more advanced mapping technology, but they now require more information from builders before projects go forward.
We've taken that step, put the burden on the developer, but they have to provide that information. So that's more than we did before.
Mike Pattison with the Master Builders Association says he's satisfied with the balance the county is striking around preventing landslides. His group is supporting Summers, as are many environmental groups. Pattison describes Snohomish County politics as a small family with its own quirks, but he says this race has been about issues, not personalities.
While it's a little bit peculiar to have an executive and a council member who are from the same party running against each other, I think it's refreshing that it's issue-based.
Still, to have a council member challenge the incumbent executive when both are Democrats shows there are some deep differences. Noah Hagland is a reporter covering county politics for the Everett Herald. He says the Democratic Party and labor unions have largely supported Lovick, but some other Democrats seem torn.
They see good qualities in both candidates, and they're not really sure which way they want to go. I also think it's going to be a question of who gets the most Republican votes, and I think we've seen some signs that Summers might have the edge.
The past 2 years have seen a fair amount of turmoil between the courthouse drama and budget disagreements between Lovick and the council. Now, county officials may face a lawsuit regarding property acquired for the courthouse. Hagland says this is not what people expected once Aaron Reardon left.
We're dealing with a very different kind of leader these days, but we still have a tremendous amount of dysfunction.
Reardon's case is now the longest running before the Public Disclosure Commission. The agency is expected to decide in the next few months whether to fine Reardon for allegedly using government resources for his campaign. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.